life.
Yes, I'm sure will. Just about all my life I've been here in Harrison County.
Okay, and what's your address here?
What's my address?
Mm-hmm.
Greenland, Georgia.
Okay, and in y'all, what religion are you?
Baptist.
Baptist. I thought you were.
Yeah, Baptist.
And you're...
Her husband's a preacher.
Yeah, I knew he was a preacher. Yeah. And how about your mom and daddy? Were they born?
They were born in Hood County.
And they grew up there?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. They married down there. And after I got a month old, they moved to Carroll County.
Mm-hmm.
And he had Miss...
Well, and you say your mother just died not long ago.
Yeah, she was 90 years old, the 8th of April. And died the 25th of May. She been there this coming 25th of May, she'll be dead 3 years.
Well, and I guess all the folks come from around her.
Hood County, that's right. Mm-hmm. Sure is.
Okay, and how old is Charlie? You reckon he'd care telling you?
No, he don't care. He's 77 the 27th of September. And I was 75 the 17th of October.
And he's a preacher at Baptist Church.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
We'll go ahead and take a call if it's if you got a creek or anything around here, it's always flying around close to the water.
Is it a little bug, little sweet bugs we call them? They smell so good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, little sweet bugs fly. They stay on top of the water. Let's fly. I mean, stay on top of the water.
What kind of insect is it that, well, they're out in the summertime too and they're stinging?
Well, that's waltzes.
Mm-hmm.
It's two kinds. There's the big old waltz and these little guinea waltzes, we call them. They'll sting you. Then these little bumblebees will sting you too.
Which one stings the worst?
I believe the waltz. I ain't never been stung by that bumblebee, but they say they'll sting you. They're great big old black bug, you know, things that flies out.
Mm-hmm. What kind of a nest do they live in?
Well, now, I just don't know.
A waltz nest, they make their nests upside the house. I know you've seen waltz nests upside the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what kind of nest them bumblebees things come out of. But hornets, you know, they got a great big old shell.
Yeah.
Well, we have time with our...
And them squirrels, they're hateful. Miss and them, Miss has got a pecan tree in their yard.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, and them squirrels is so bad. It just stays up in the tree. It's jumped from one limb to the other. And she told me in her lifetime, it was bad. They didn't allow you to kill them in these towns.
Huh.
And you know in town, they don't allow you to kill them.
Well, I didn't know that. I felt like killing them a couple of times.
Oh, I know. Got the bushes, little old tail, and let's go.
All right, now, this other kind of little animal I'm talking about, it kind of makes you think of a squirrel, only they stay more on the ground more than anything. They're brown. They're not rats, but they kind of make you think of a rat, too.
Let's see.
Maybe got a little yellow streak down their back.
Well, they them little young, they ain't polecats.
No, not polecat. I was thinking like chipmunk.
Oh, well, they might. I just don't think I've seen none of them, I don't guess.
And I think what we have a lot of trouble with is moles.
Over there in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. They just got holes all in our backyard.
And they're plied up the ground, huh? Well, I don't never see none around here. But I tell you what we had trouble with is some kind of old thing looked like snails.
Slugs, I guess.
Uh-huh. And so I got some... She's the first one that telling me about it. She asked me, she said, how do you...